We've got our youngest Ohioan on the show up next. Please welcome from just up the road in Mason, 10-year-old pianist Kevin Bao. Good to have you with us, Kevin.
Thanks.
When we were learning about you before the show, you were talking a lot about the piano, but also a lot about your great family. Are they here tonight?
Yeah, my dad, my mom, and my little brother, who's five.
Nice. Very good. And you take being a big brother pretty seriously.
Yeah, because, well, my little brother, he can, he has a lot of extra energy. Mm. And so my parents want me to be in charge of him. So I would, if he didn't behave, I would just give, on the first time, I would just give him a warning. And on the second time, if he still didn't behave, I would just leave it to my parents.
So, a warning, basically, because he doesn't have the maturity of a 10-year-old at this point. And then after the one warning, you rat him out to your parents.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for you. So you're strong with your little brother, and yet you describe yourself as someone who doesn't like to take risks.
Yeah, well, I'm very cautious of things, and I like to I would just find the information, and then before making my decision, because last year at Disney World, at the MGM Studios, I was gonna ride the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror, and so with my family, so I asked my aunt to ride it twice. So she could see what it was like, and then could tell me what was gonna happen on the ride, like how many drops and stuff like that. So after she told me, I made up my mind and rode it. It was pretty nice.
It was nice.
But it was pretty complicated to go, like, what happened there now, what happened there,
right.
So.
Oh, so the first time she came off weaving and bobbing and then, and you asked for the whole rundown, the scenario of every turn and every twist in the turn in the ride, and since she couldn't come up with the whole scenario, you made her go a second time. I don't think it's a matter of not liking to take risks. I think it's a matter of relegating risks to other people. Might end up in the insurance business, perhaps. Might be something. Now, clearly the fears, the caution hasn't stopped you from being a monster pianist. Tell us about this piece you're going to play.
I'm going to play Variations on a Theme of Paganini by Berkovich.
See, I wasn't aware of this. You know, there's Brahms, there's Rachmaninoff, and listed variations on Paganini, and lots of people, Ludoslavsky. So who's this? Who found this particular piece?
Well, now I'm gonna play it, so I hope you would get to know it, sort of, talking to the audience.
Exactly. But I mean.
But it's a great piece, and my teacher found it. He's a Ukrainian composer, and so is my teacher. So, his name is Sergei Plusmiak, and I'm sure I can't find him right now. But
he's here too.
Say hi.
Good for that. Excellent. Go for it. The stage is yours.
Okay.